And isn't it wonderful to be able to put your trust in the Lord here today? Hallelujah. Oh, we do thank you, Lord. Every day, Lord. Every day, Lord, you're our strength and you're our provision. And we give you glory. Hallelujah. Amen. How many Bibles are here this morning? Wave your Bible at me. Amen. That's a good sign. I remember when I was a boy in Sunday school, they used to add up. You got a point for attendance, a point for bringing your Bible. And you get into a pattern. A lot of those things, it may have seemed like it was just a ritual that you went through in Sunday school, but it was trying to develop a pattern in your life, a particular focus and direction for your life. If you'll look with me, Psalm 1. This is a great psalm. And I remember when our girls were little, very little, we were homeschooling them, and we were, this is one of the psalms that we worked on during that time, and they memorized it. And I remember we drew out little stick men to depict those that were depicting those in verse number one, those that were in the council of the ungodly and the way of sinners, standing in the way of sinners, sitting in the seat of the scornful. We drew out the stick men to depict those people. And then we had in verse number two where it says his delights in the law of the Lord. We had a big smiley face. He's all happy trying to help our little girls who were little then to know the word of God. And we don't do this very much, but could we read this together? And it's up here, or it's going to be up here, Psalm 1, verse number 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen. Now, this is a psalm, a wisdom psalm. There are all different types of categories of psalms. This is a wisdom psalm that provides for us insights for our life, how that we should live, and to give us a sense of direction as to how that we should live. This psalm, It depicts, it contrasts two different ways that you can live, two different ways that you can follow. And the first way is the way that leads to blessing. It leads to the favor of God. It leads to success. And the Bible here even says it leads to prosperity. Everything you do will prosper. You'll have the hand of the Lord, the blessing and the favor of the Lord upon your life. The other way is a way that is cursed. It leads to trouble and judgment and eventually to death. I don't know about you. I don't want to go that way. I don't want to follow that way. And this morning, I just want to follow this line of thinking from Psalm 1. And here's the title. No more chaff. No more chaff. Amen. Two ways that you can follow. I love it in the scripture when there's this visual image that's given. The psalmist gives us this imagery that makes it so easy to understand and to aspire to be like God wants us to be. The two different ways are depicted, first of all, by a tree. A tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. There's the tree by the water. And the image is very clear. That this is that your life is to be, you can make a choice that your life can be like a tree. It can be like this tree that is planted by the rivers of water, or it was intentionally placed there. Amen. Decisions were made, and it was intentionally positioned in that place. Your life can be like that. It can be like a tree that grows strong. It has an unseen source, this water supply, always close to the water supply. The leaves are always there. You know that if a tree is starting to die, the first indicator is the leaves start getting brown and begin to shrivel up, and then before long, the tree's just gone. But this is a tree that in every season, no matter what happens, no matter what comes, this tree just thrives. Praise the Lord. Now that's the image that's given to the person who follows the pattern, the way that's described here in Psalm 1. He'll be like a tree planted by the river of water. He's always going to be fruitful in whatever season. He's always going to have the favor and the touch of God. Everything he does, God is going to make him to prosper. Praise God. That's the life I want to live. Now there's another image that's given here, and it's the image of chaff. And you may not know what that is, but you probably do. Chaff is just the dead hull, the covering of the seed, of the grain and the seed. It's really worthless. And you can take this chaff, and they would put it in a big round cylinder type basket, and they would throw it up in the air, and the wind would catch the chaff and blow it away, and they would keep doing that until all the chaff, the worthlessness, was gone, and all that was left was the good seed. Now, so he's saying that's the contrast. You can't imagine this is the most unbelievable contrast. This tree that's strong and thriving and growing and blessed of the Lord, or the chaff that's worthless, has no value, and it's just dead. It's just dead. I really believe that there's an important message for us that's very fitting to the day that you and I are living in right now. And the choices that we can make. We all make choices every day. Our days are filled with choices. And the question I think that we need to answer is this. Are you making choices that lead to chaff and death and nothing spiritually valuable at all? Or are you making daily choices that are strengthening you and blessing you and causing you to become like a tree? Where's the tree at? There it is. To be like a tree. That's what we want to be. Amen. And so he describes, this person is blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. He's talking about things that you associate with, people that you are connected with, activities that you're involved in, all kinds of different things that affect your life, decisions that you're making every day. And by the way, the things that you're choosing, they will either be death or they will be life. And we need in our spiritual life, we're living in a society, we're living in a culture where you can't just let things just happen. If you want to know God, if you want to grow in the things of the Lord, if you want to be strong spiritually, you can't be casual about it. You have to have your mind made up. You have to be intentional about it. You have to be determined. I want the Lord. I want what He wants for me. I want the blessing of the Lord upon my life. I want to be like that tree that's positioned by God in a place where I'm always strengthened and I'm awe. And no matter what comes my way, no matter what the season or the circumstances are, I'm still fruitful and the leaves are still growing and I'm still producing life. Amen. Amen. I tell you, there are things today that if you're not careful, they literally, and I'm not talking about sinful things. I'm just talking about things that we do throughout our day that really don't mean nothing. It's just a bunch of chaff. We just fill up our schedules and our activities and our life with things that are not going to promote a spiritual life. They're not promoting growing in the things of the Lord. And as a result, we get dead in our heart, dead in our spirit. If you feed on the flesh and you feed on the chaff, the nothingness, the emptiness, the death of this world and this life, then you are not going to be able to be what God intends for you to be. Now, Lot tried that. The Bible says that he set his direction toward Sodom. And when you read in Peter about him, it says that that Lot, he was vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. And the word conversation is not just talking about their speech, their words. It's just the way they lived. He was vexed by it. He was troubled by it. He didn't fit in with it. But he stayed there. Before long, he's sitting in the gates, and he's becoming a person of influence in Sodom. Before long, he's caving in to all that's going on around him. And when those who are so perverted and demonic that they come to his door in the middle of the night seeking these visitors, that instead Lot's thinking is so twisted at this point in time. He's been so affected by all that's going on around him that he offers them his own daughters. Here, take my daughters. What kind of a father would do that? Only a father that his mind is messed up by the philosophy of this world has spent so much time down there in Sodom that he's gone from a righteous soul being vexed. Now he's got to the place that he's just totally caved in. He's lost all sense of what's proper and what's right and what is godly. How did that happen? It says in verse 8, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 8, for that righteous man dwelling among them in seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. That's what he did. His days just started being spent. He was troubled. He was vexed. He wasn't pleased with what he's seeing, but day after day after day, and apparently he just got callous to what was going on around him, and it got to the place that he lost all sense of what was really right. And terrible losses result because his focus was not upon God. And the Bible calls him just Lot, a righteous man, a righteous preacher, a good man. But that's how a good man got himself into a place of just chaff, death, nothingness, hopelessness, and all the loss that took place because he was down there. Now, I want to challenge you here this morning. I want to encourage you here this morning to strive to be that spiritual tree. Strive to be that person that God would have you to be. And if you're going to be that person, that this tree represents life, it represents fruitfulness, it represents blessing, it represents the favor of God, the strength of the Lord, and all of these wonderful things. That's how I want my life to be. Let me tell you, after your years go by and you kind of wake up to, wait a minute, I've spent more years than I've got left. And the days of my life are behind me. And I realize that, you know, it was 30 years ago that we went to Oklahoma to pastor. 30 years. I was young, lots of black hair, and it was just different 30 years ago. Everything has changed. Lots of experiences, a lot of things that we've done, but I have to be faced with the reality that I don't know how many years I have left. I hope I have another 30, but I don't believe I do. I really do believe that we're so close to the end of this thing that the Lord is going to come, and we need to be busy, though, living out our life and not wasting it on chaff. Everything is death and emptiness, and it doesn't mean anything. A lot of times in churches, people argue over a whole lot of things, saying, well, this is right, or that's right, or this is the way that I should go, or this is the way that I shouldn't go. And a lot of it's just chaff. We just argue over it, and we really haven't really set our focus upon the fact that there is a way that we can walk, that we can be strong in the Lord. We can enjoy His blessing, His favor in our life. And let me tell you, right now, in 2011, with all the things that are going on in our world today, we need to be trees for God. We need to be strong. We need to be fruitful. We need to be full of life and power in our life to be what the Lord would have us to be. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And I didn't get all these verses to Josh quick enough, so I'm just going to read them for you. 1 Corinthians 10 and 23. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. Amen. There are a lot of things that you could say, oh, I can get by with this, I can do this, and you very well may. It may not be spelled out in the Word of God that that's wicked and that's evil and don't do this and don't go there. But quit spending all your time looking at what you can get by with. Instead, focus on what you can be for God. Focus upon what God wants you to accomplish. the purpose of God, the plan of God. And don't throw your life away. Don't throw the years that you have before you away on chaff. Amen. I pray, but by the end of this service, that everybody is saying, no more of that. No that more of that for me. No more chaff for me. I don't want any of that death and that lifelessness, and I don't want to have anything to do with that anymore. All I want is the plan and purpose of God for my life. That's all I care about. It may be lawful for you, but who wants to spend all their days just seeing what they can get by with? I say, why don't we focus our attention upon the Word of God, on the things of God, because that's really where the joy comes from. The Scripture says the person that's blessed is the person who begins to make decisions. I'm not going to have that association. I'm not going to be involved in that. I'm not going to mess and waste my time with all these things. But instead, my delight is going to be in the law of the Lord. Amen. My delight is going to be in the things of God. Amen. The Word of God. And make sure that your life activities, your life vision, your life ministry lines up with the Word of the Lord, the law of the Lord. And when you do so, then you can have the assurance that you're walking in a way, you're going to become a tree. Amen. You're going to be fruitful. You're going to grow in the things of the Lord. That is what, you know, how much death do you have to have in your life before you finally wake up and realize, I'm wasting a lot of time here on death, emptiness. This doesn't really matter. What really counts for the kingdom of God? What really matters in eternity when it's measured by eternal values? A lot of this is just chaff. It's just emptiness. It's just death. And we fill up our lives with these things. Amen. Still out there? Amen. We live today in a culture that if you just live and just say, I'm just going to live and let things just happen, you are not going to grow in the Lord. You're not going to become what God has made you to be or called you to be. You're going to have to make up your mind. I'm going to get close to God. I'm going to get in the Word of God. I am going to seek the Lord. I'm going to do everything in my power to pursue the will of God and the purpose of God for my life. That's what's going to last. All these other things are chaff. I don't want any more chaff. I don't want to have anything else to do with that. I want the touch of God, the plan of God. I don't know what God has envisioned for me or for you or for our church or for our ministry, but I know this much. I want it. I want it. Whatever God wants, I want it. I want to be in the middle of it. Amen. God's purpose and His plan for my life. If you just go on without making some intentional, determined steps toward the things of God, you're going to end up in a pile of chaff. That's going to be your life. That's going to be your future. That's all that you have to look forward to. And as you make up your mind, I'm going to serve the Lord with all of my heart. Amen. You know, the Bible says that we were fearfully and wonderfully made. And most usually when we read that scripture, we think about how, you know, the complexity of the physical body and how that we were fearfully and wonderfully made. But we also need to remember this, that we were made a triune being. We were not just made as a physical person, but we were made as a spiritual person as well. Amen. Glory to God. And just as much as you physically, you need food and water and exercise and all of these various things that are necessary for you to be able to grow strong and to be healthy in your physical life. There are things that we must do if we're going to be a tree. If we're going to grow in the things of the Lord, you're going to have to make up your mind. I'm going to have to do these things if I'm going to get close to God and walk with the Lord. These things are eternal. These things are going to last. Hallelujah. Let me tell you. The Word of God is the spiritual food to us that we have to have if we are going to become what God wants us to be. There's just something supernatural, wonderful. The Word of God is inspired of God. The Bible, inspired of God. God breathes. I said, did you bring your Bibles today and you open it up to Psalm 1? Did you just think, well, this is just another Sunday, another sermon? Or did you think about the fact that God breathed these words? This was inspired of the Holy Ghost. And we have within our possession this precious Word of the Lord. And right here is life. That's what we want. The tree represents life. Spiritual life, that's what it represents. And whenever we look at the Word of God, the time that we spend with God's Word, it promotes spiritual life. Let me give you a few verses. John 6 and verse 63. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. What is it? Chaff. chaff. The flesh, it profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Amen. They are life. Amen. It's not just an activity that you get involved in. It's so valuable. It's so important. Another verse is John 6 and 68. Simon Peter answered, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. There's nowhere else we can turn to. There's no other resource, Lord. You're the one. You've got the words of life. Proverbs 4 and verse 20. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear into my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. That's an encouraging verse. Amen. Not only is the word of God life to your spiritual man, but it says here that it is also health to your flesh. Glory to God. Amen. God gives a wonderful provision in the word of God that we need to take advantage of. And the psalmist said, the person who makes a decision to be a tree that God wants him to be, full of life, is the person, Psalm 1 and verse 2, that person delights in the law of the Lord. He delights in the law of the Lord. And in his law that he meditate day and night. Now this literally describes someone that his thoughts, his preoccupation, is always upon the things of God and the word of God. Amen. And there's no reason why in the age that we live in right now that we cannot take advantage of so many things and resources that are available to us to make sure that we're hearing and being exposed to the word of the Lord. Amen. Amen. And I'm grateful for all the things that are available. Lots of good things. Lots of books that you can get a hold of that are written by godly people that inspire you. Messages, as I mentioned the other night in the service, that you can just go right with the click of your computer and you can go. You say, oh, I don't like all this internet stuff, or I don't like all these smartphones, or dumb phones, or whatever you want to call them. There's a lot of dumb stuff out there on the internet. There's a lot of bad stuff on the internet, and a lot of wicked, evil things that you can use this technology for. Why not use it for good? Amen. Why not use it for good? Why don't you just take your smartphone and hook it up to some good Bible program where you can hear the word of the Lord? I want you to hear this. This guy, I love to listen to him. He's just great.
The book of Psalms. Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful.
Ain't that cool? That guy's got the best voice. You can listen to him and you can get inspired. You can get inspired. Listen to the word of the Lord. You know, you can do that anywhere. You can do that anywhere. Now, I really hope that when I look out over the audience and I see that people are down looking at their phones, I'm really hopeful that you are looking at the scripture text, or you're running references on what's been talked about, or maybe you're taking notes on the message for the day. I sure hope that's what's going on. Amen. Otherwise, the smartphones are dumb phones, and we don't need those. In the house of the Lord. And really, even though that your Bible's on your phone, don't give up on the Word of God. Bring it with you. Bring it with you. And don't get distracted by all of these things that are just chaff. They're just chaff. Our delight is to be in the law of the Lord. And I want to make a confession here this morning. All the years that our girls were growing up, our kids were growing up, Marsha and I, we went through this constantly. Ups and downs, ups and downs. I don't mean between me and her. I mean we determined, we wanted our kids to know the things of God. We wanted them to know the law of God. And so we would go through a season where we'd really get all fired up about it, and we'd memorize the scripture, and we would have daily devotions with them. And actually what we did was at the time that Kara was learning to read, she learned as we were reading the scripture in the morning. And that's how she learned to read. And by the way, she's probably the sharpest academically that we've got in the family. Don't tell the others I said that. They're all real smart. But I remember as we would go around the room reading the scripture that the other girls were already pretty good readers, and we would get to Kara and she was saying one word at a time and it was taking forever. And the girls were sighing and like, why did we have to wait on her? And what are we doing? You know, 1 week went by, another week, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks, just a few weeks went by. And you know what? Her reading was transformed. In a matter of just a few weeks, she wasn't struggling anymore. She became a wonderful reader. And it was all with just the blessing of the Word of God. Amen. Amen. And it was a wonderful thing. But what I'm confessing to you is that we would get distracted. We'd get other things on our mind. And we were involved in so many different things over the years, you know, building churches and just trying to keep the ministry going and doing different things. And this has been true all down through the years. I'm confessing this because I want you to be encouraged. That if the preacher has these struggles, you don't be discouraged by the fact that you have them too. But that doesn't mean you give up. And so we would go a while and we'd mess up and we wouldn't keep our Bible and our prayer time with the family together. And then we'd realize that maybe somebody would preach something or something that would stir us. And we'd say, oh, we got to get back to that. We got to get back to that. That's life. That's life. That's life for our children. That's life for our family. And we got to get back to it. So then we go back to it again. And we go good for a while and then we backslide again on it. And back and forth. And it was that way many, many times in our family. But I have to say, don't get discouraged with it. Your kids need the Word of God. They need life. There's so many things that are coming against them. So many wicked, evil philosophies that are in our world today. They need the Word of the Lord. It's life. It's life for them. Read them the Bible stories. Read them the scriptures during the Thanksgiving season. Always look for an opportunity to put life into them and to teach them. And when the Christmas story comes around, and listen, they can do without all of that other stuff. I'm not saying that Disney is, you know, wicked and evil. Some of it is. I'm just saying that a lot of it is just a bunch of chaff. It's worthless. It doesn't have any eternal value at all. Put some things into their hands that are going to provide life for them. Grandparents, you love to buy your grandbabies gifts. Buy them some books and some CDs and DVDs or whatever that you can provide for them that's going to tell them the story of the Word of God. Plant the Word of God in their hearts and strengthen them so that they'll grow up not only physically, but you'll begin to see that they're becoming trees for God. Amen. Hallelujah. So we need to be honest with ourselves. How much of your time every day is just chaff? How much of it is just really worthless? And then you have to purpose in your heart to eliminate a lot of things that really, they've become so important in your life. But today, in light of the truth of God's word, you realize that it's just chaff. What's really important is the call of God on your life. What's really important is the touch of God, the favor of God, the life of God, the power of God, the truth of his word. Those are the things that are going to last. Those are the things that are life. And why throw all of your energy and all of your time toward things that have no eternal consequence at all? Amen. Amen. It's purpose in our heart, and we're going to get rid of things. That's really what Psalm 1 says. It says, you're blessed if you don't associate with this person that gives you bad counsel. You're blessed if you don't stand with those that are sinning. You're blessed of the Lord if you don't listen to those who are scoffers and scornful. Make some decisions. I'm not going to associate with that. I'm not going that direction. I'm not going to listen to that or watch that or feed my spirit with that. I'm not going to do it. It's all a bunch of chaff. What I want to be is a tree. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to be what God would have me to be. Amen. So you have to make some decisions. You have to stop some activities. You have to stop the direction you're going. You have to stop some associations that are just sucking the very spiritual life out of you. And you wonder why that you are where you are right now. You feel empty and you feel dead. And you want to blame someone. You want to blame the preacher. You want to blame somebody else. You want to blame your parents. Or there's got to be somebody that it's their fault. No, you need to make some decisions. And you need to stop with some of the direction that you're taking because it's all worthless and dead. Amen. Amen. And get your eyes upon the Lord. Get your eyes upon the things of God. We What do you think that would happen? What would happen at First Pentecostal Church if a great percentage of this congregation determined in their heart, I'm going to get into the Word of God like I've never got into the Word of God. I'm going to read it, meditate on it. I'm going to memorize it. I'm going to take advantage of times I can listen to it and be inspired by the truths of God's Word. My mom sent me a message a few weeks ago and said, have you read this particular book? No, I'd seen it in the bookstore, never bought it. And she said, I'm going to buy it for you. So when I went to Missouri the other day, she walked it to me, gave it to me. I read the book. It's transforming. It's unbelievable. It is just so wonderful that the truths that are there, take advantage of these truths. Brother Jim Setzer, he sent me some CDs of their meeting they had a few weeks ago because I wasn't able to attend. And in the middle of all those CDs, I've not really got to listen to all those yet, but he sent me a book. And I got that book. And I started going through that book. I'm telling you, transforming. My spirit has been stirred. I want to share all these books with you because I want you to read them. I want you to hear the voice of God. I want your mind to be saturated with the things of God and what God is doing and how He is working in our lives and our needs. Even so many wonderful opportunities that the Lord gives to us. I've already illustrated that with your phone, your computer, with all these things that are available to us today, that you can feed your soul on the things of God. Please do it. This is the Word of God. It's a revelation of who He is. It has the power to transform your mind. Don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your mind is transformed whenever you spend time in spiritual things, the truth of God's Word. Amen. It will align your heart and your mind with the things of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For the last couple of days, I've been going through these scriptures. And I've just been thinking, Lord, I don't want that life. I don't want that life. I don't want chaff. I don't want that emptiness and that death. I don't want to waste my time on all these things that have no value and no real spiritual consequence at all. I want to focus my attention upon the things of the Lord. Amen. That person that delights in the law of the Lord day and night, day and night. He meditates day and night. He's constantly thinking about the things of God, thinking about the Word of God, thinking about what God is doing and how He's working in his life. It's his preoccupation. You know what a preoccupation is? It's whatever you go back to when it's the foundational thought processes that are going on in your life. And you have to stop for a minute and wash the dishes, or you have to stop for a minute and fill up the car with gas, or you have to go to work. But every time when you have whenever you go back to your to what's on your mind, that preoccupation ought to be the things of God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Whatsoever He does shall prosper. Amen. And looking at that verse of scripture, it's describing a backwind. Whenever we used to, several years we flew down to Houston, Texas to go to Brother Clendenin's meeting, and the flight took longer going down than it did coming back. And they described for us that whenever we were going down, we were in a headwind. The plane was going against the wind. When we were coming back, it was a tailwind. It was pushing us. That's really what this phrase prosper means. Whatever He does, it's like God is always giving you the nudge and giving you the push, and you always have God blessing you and helping you and pushing you in the direction that you need to go. Hallelujah. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Those that make those ungodly choices, those that choose that their life is going to follow some other direction, they're not going to have that. The ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Which way? What are you filling your life up with? What's the focus of your attention? I pray that today that many of you are saying, I don't want that no more. I don't want that no more. I don't want all those things anymore. I want to push them all out of my life completely. Push them out of my life. Amen. No more of that chaff. Lord, I want to seek after You. I want to seek after your word and your truth, because I want to be like the tree that's planted, intentionally placed in a position where it can always be sustained by the blessing of the Lord. That no matter what the season goes or comes, no matter what you go through, no matter what trial or trouble or heartache that you go through, you're still going to be strong and thriving in the middle of it all, because you've intentionally placed yourself in that place where you can receive from the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's stand together. Lord, we just thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, that you're speaking to us and dealing with us about our life, about the things that consume our life and consume our time. Help us, Lord, to confess and repent of those things that have just swallowed up our energy and our time. When we were pursuing so many things and they really don't matter. They really aren't going to have any eternal consequence at all. Lord, would you forgive us for that? Forgive us, Lord, because we just get caught up with the thinking and the philosophies of this world, and we've allowed ourselves, Lord, to think like the world does. And we know, Lord, that our mind needs to be transformed. So, Lord, help us to get back into the Word of God. Help us to hear from you. Help us to hear your voice. In Jesus' name.